Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 23 of 2020 Thrive. I sense the Lord would say on this day 23, complete victory. He is releasing to his own from his throne. He wants you to know that your victory is assured, is secured as you trust in him alone. And wow, what a word today for this 2020 Thrive, 2025. I just want to say from Proverbs 25, verse 25, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. I am bringing good news today. This word, I pray, is going to light a fire in your heart that you are going to arise as his kingdom kid like never before. You will know that God Almighty is your source. His word is your resource, and you are going to soar this year as you take him and you let faith arise. You take God at his word. The Lord would say every enemy will be scattered, the strategies of darkness will be shattered, and you are going to know great blessings before you. Do you know the best thing that you can do in the face of every enemy is to just simply keep shining, keep being prosperous, keep being successful, and you're going to see in this word today that the Lord has given you everything in his authoritative, the law of the Lord. Psalm 1 speaks about the law of the Lord and us hiding his word, those who obey the law of the Lord in our hearts, how we are going to be upright, we're going to be blessed is the one. And the reason it's called the law of the Lord is because it's God's authoritative right for your life. And we're going to look at some kingdom rights that the Lord has given to you, that you are going to thrive, not just survive. You will not get by. If you apply this word to your life in 2025, you are truly going to thrive. We touched on yesterday how the Lord gives us double for trouble. And I want to pick up there because we can read Zechariah 9:12, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. Don't let the enemy have any other stronghold of doubt, fear, insecurity on your life. We're shaking those off and we're going free this year in Jesus' name. You have complete security. You have total prosperity, body, soul, mind, spirit, financially, relationally, in every area of your life. You prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. That's God's promise, double for trouble. Another scripture, just to prove this isn't just Christine spouting off, I've actually experientially applied this word, this legal right to my life and to my family, to my business. And I've seen the Lord do what only the Lord can do in my life and in my finances, in my business. And it says in Isaiah 61, verse 7, because you received a double dose of shame and dishonor, you will inherit a double portion of endless joy and everlasting bliss. I love the way the Passion Translation puts that. Beautiful. So double for trouble. That is one of God's legal authoritative rights for you to apply to your life from his word. So whenever trouble comes your way, don't be cast down. You can arise and you can say, oh, devil, dirty devil. He plays dirty many a time. But he's messed with the wrong life, with the wrong family, the wrong home, the wrong career, the wrong calling, the wrong finances, the wrong relationship, the wrong marriage. Because when you take God's word and you apply his word and you say, right, I'm putting my stake in the ground. According to God's word, so be it. Everything is established by the word of the Lord. I am calling forth my claim from heaven's courts of double for trouble. And believe you me, I have seen that come forth from heaven's supply time and time again. God loves it whenever we arise and we take him at his authoritative word. Because why? It gives him great glory. Secondly, today, God promises us sevenfold return for everything that the enemy has stolen from you. This word has been so pivotal in my life. This word has sustained me time and time again. And it says in Proverbs 30, verse 6, I believe it is, and no one despises a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But if he is found out, he has to return sevenfold all that he's stolen. He may even have to give up all the substance of his house. Let me break that down for you as the Holy Spirit revealed this to me years ago now, and I've seen the reality of this word come true and come to pass in my life only as we take him at his word and as we apply it. Often we just let the dirty devil get off and get away with so much that the Lord wants us to rise up and say, hey, enough is enough. God's people perish for lack of knowledge. I'm bringing you some legal authoritative knowledge today that can be transformative for your life, for your finances, your children, your family, your relationships in every way. We can just let the devil, that thief, he comes to steal our joy, comes to steal our peace. And we just think, oh, well, it's understandable because of what I'm going through at the minute. You know, we bathe in our own little pity party and we pull up, ask the friends of pity to pull up some chairs and to join in. It can be the buddy shame. It can be the buddy pain, neglect, rejection. Well, no more in Jesus' name. When the enemy comes to steal, whether it's your joy, your peace, financially, relationally, you're going to rise when you know his word. You're going to take God, his authority, and say, instead of me just letting the devil get off with this, I despise your lies, devil. I'm not taking it any longer. Enough is enough. You've been stealing for too long to satisfy your wicked, evil agenda. No more in Jesus' name. He's hungry. When that stealer, that thief is hungry, the devil is described in the New Testament as that ravenous lion that goes around seeking whom he may devour. Well, he's not having you, me, or our faith for tea any longer. We are going to arise in the power of his might. Yes, he's hungry for our souls. Yes, he's hungry for our authority that God has given to us through Jesus and the cross. Yes, he's hungry for our blessing. Yes, he's hungry to steal our joy, our peace. But we are not going to allow him to rob us of what Jesus Christ paid the price of his blood to return and to restore to us. Let the lamb that was slain now receive the reward of his suffering as we arise and we take all of the gain for our lives, for our families, for our societies that Jesus paid for us to receive. Let's not waste one drop of his blood, but let's rise and let's recover all and more by the word of the Lord. When he is found out, well, I am uncovering today those works of darkness, those lies, the thief that has often come to steal and to kill and to destroy from your life. But Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and life in abundance. He's come to give you abundance today and sevenfold return. We found out who's behind the one who's been stealing your joy, who's behind sickness, who's behind depression, who's behind lack. And we're going to take back sevenfold return for the glory of the Lord. He has to return sevenfold what he has stolen. Then it goes further than that. And I love this. He may even have to give up all the substance of his house. I declare by the word of the Lord today, as we take God at his word, all of the substance of the devil's house of cards is coming down. With just one gust, one breath of the wind of the Spirit of God, he is blowing the evil lies and strategies and the house of darkness down to the ground. It is destroyed in Jesus' mighty name, because the word of the Lord is coming to your life today. He wants to restore seven times what the enemy has stolen from you. One time, the enemy came to steal our car broke down years ago, and we couldn't afford to pay for the car to be fixed or whatever. And I took this word, the devil's come, he's tried to steal my car. I need to be able to get my babies from one place to the other. I'm not having this nonsense any longer. I think my husband was away with the Air Force. And miraculously, supernaturally, as I called forth sevenfold return for what the price of those repairs were, it turned out something went out on a news program that I hadn't watched, but somebody got in touch and let me know about it and said, is your Land Rover car, is it this particular model? Well, they've been recalled. There's been this problem with the engine. Well, it turned out that literally it was seven times what was something that I had given to God that was returned and restored to me through that thousands of pounds worth of repairs, the whole brand new engine that was put in to my car. Miraculously, supernaturally, because I put, God had highlighted, enlightened, given me the revelation of this word. And I began to put my stake in the ground and to apply God's legal authoritative right so I could give all the praise and all the glory to his name. Another time, my husband and I and family, we were due to have been away on holiday and my husband got called to, and as part of that trip away, I was going to be speaking somewhere and I had to go alone on this particular trip. And my husband was called away with the Air Force and with work. Well, I put the stake in the ground for sevenfold, for seven, what the enemy had stolen of that quality time from my children, from me, from my family, from my man. I put that stake in the ground. Do you know, miraculously, supernaturally, I had people coming up to me as that year went on saying, you're not away on another holiday, you guys, are you? Surely, when I counted up, wasn't deliberately, and then I recalled, saw my journal, the stake in the ground I put as I'd taken the Lord at his word for sevenfold return on that quality time that had been stolen from our babies, from us way back in the day. And we had seven holidays that year, miraculously, supernaturally. That's just two out of many I could share with you as you apply the sevenfold return to your life. But so often, we do. No one despises a thief if he steals to satisfy himself. We just think, oh, okay, that's happened. That holiday's cancelled. That's been robbed, stolen. We don't see it for what it is. And we need to arise in the power of God's word, his might, recover all, take back sevenfold for everything that the enemy seeks to steal from us. And we can live. And this word just gets better and better. That's why I'm saying from Proverbs 25, verse 25, I'm loving that, 25, 25 in 2025, as cold water, God is going to pour in. This is a word for you from Proverbs 25, 25. Daily, continually, his supply, he's going to be your refreshing. He's going to be your replenishing this year to every weary soul as you receive from him the good news that he's pouring into your life this year. His blessings, his increase, his favor all the way. And it's coming from what seems like a far country. No, but God has made his kingdom. He's brought it near. The kingdom of God is at hand. You can reach out today. You can take from God's kingdom, from his legal authoritative word, all that he has for your life. And I just heard some little treasures sneaking in. I'll be wrapping up this word shortly, but I just wanted to, as I got in the door, I have gone live today with this message because I want to get it out to you. And I want to be faithful and true with these 2020 thrives daily. So I seize the day. God wants you to seize the day. He wants you to take every opportunity to redeem the time, to maximize the moments this year. That's what the Lord has for you. I could bring a prophetic word, I'm sure, out of a chicken dinner, as I think my kids have intimated to me before. Moving right on. God promises you then sevenfold for everything that the enemy has stolen. And then the enemy, he made those works of darkness, they may even have to give up all the substance of his house. Why does it say may in there? Because many may just leave it to one side. Maybe you'll think, oh, well, sevenfold, that's enough. I have determined I am going to arise and I am going to destroy all of the works of the devil's authority in my life and in the lives of everyone that the Lord brings across my path. I'm determined by the Spirit of the Lord, by the word of the Lord. I can't do that, but God's Spirit in me. It's not by my might or power. It's not by your might or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, that we are going to see a complete destruction to all of the devil's strategy, schemes, and plans that he's had against our lives. The blessing of the Lord is in the house of the godly. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. When you know Jesus as your Savior, we can appropriate through the power and the victory of the blood of Jesus every curse, every stronghold the enemy thinks he has into your life, into your family line, into your bloodline is broken off. And we say, enough is enough. We root out, we pull down, as Jeremiah 1 says, and we destroy all of the devil's authority in Jesus' mighty name. So, moving on, 100-fold return. You may say, oh, Christy, surely that can't be true. Well, it's about to get even better than that through a revelation the Lord has only given me over the last week or two, and I haven't been able to hardly contain releasing this to you, but I've had to wait for God's time, and I believe it's now. One time I was in the midst of a very complex property business deal where we were taking a whole site for our investors of around 80 houses on a development. And within this particular business project, it was all going swimmingly well. And then all of a sudden, the chairman changed tact. It's a national developer. If I said the name, you would, I'm sure, all know it. And I was devastated. And then I remembered God's word, double for trouble. So I'm plying that through my tears. Sevenfold return. I'm putting my stake in the ground for what the enemy has stolen from me. I had put in so much time, months of work and effort. And then suddenly, before we signed on the dotted line, the deal got pulled from underneath us. And on the day that I'd heard of that, I was hosting a meeting that night, and we had the infamous, the amazing, impactful Julie and Rod Anderson of the Prayer Foundation were coming to minister, and Julie was going to be preaching that night. And as I led that service, as the worship went up, my body, my soul went down, and I fell to the ground on my knees. And I was weeping before the Lord, very mindful that any moment I had to rise and lead the charge, lead that service. Thank God it's never about me. The leader is we. Everything the Father does increasingly now, that's my heart's desire. Just like Jesus said, he does nothing without seeing what his Father is doing. And we will just follow the lead of our Father, of the Holy Spirit in and through us. And I fell to my knees, and that's an extra I'm throwing in there. And I cried out to the Lord, God, What are you doing? And the Lord spoke to me and showed me, Christine, have you given me your life? Yes, you know I've given my life to you. Have you given me your business? Yes, you know I've given my business to you. And then Jesus reminded me, and I went from zero to hero in my spirit in one moment flat. In fact, I was no longer flat. I was rising and riding high. And the verse, we can read it in Mark 10, verse 29. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for the sake of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands and persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. When God's Spirit permeated my spirit with that scripture on my knees, the Lord said, for all that is given to me, Christine, yes, you've been learning the revelation and the truth, the legal authority that I've given to my children, who will claim it, of double for trouble, sevenfold return for all that is stolen. But there is another level I want you to rise to, new levels, new light, the Lord would say to you this year. He's bringing new enlightenment so you can go to new levels. I've heard the saying, new levels, new devils. Well, the devil, the powers and forces of darkness cannot abide in the light and in the light of Jesus Christ. New levels, new light in Jesus' name. And you're going to go to new levels and new light as you receive this word for your life. And the Lord showed me, for those then who go beyond the double for trouble, sevenfold, there's 100-fold given to those who give and surrender. Have you given me this project? I said, oh Lord, I've given it. It's all yours. I've given it all to you. Expect my hundredfold return. Well, the Holy Spirit moved mightily that night. The next day, there was a divine turnaround. The Lord said to me, the Lord would say to you today, prophetically, you do not need to fight this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Someone needs to hear that today. As I received that word from the Lord, the very next day, there was a divine turnaround and overturning, and the project was back on. I am now still enforcing, and let's stand on God's kingdom word and his kingdom rights for our lives. We are not of this world. We're in this world, not of it. We're of the kingdom of God. 100-fold return in this life. And the Lord promises us, and in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the age to come. How powerful is that? Now, are you ready for the power punch? Only a few weeks ago, the Lord revealed this to me. Deuteronomy 1 verse 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he has promised you. God gives to his children, releasing from his throne to his own at this time, 1,000-fold return to those who will take God at his word. This is not my word. This is God's word. Let me read it to you in the New King James Version. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he's promised you. I looked up what that word 1,000 is in Hebrew. It's the Hebrew word eleph. And it means in Hebrew, does it refer to finances? Well, the word 1,000 means the number, but in Hebrew, it's also the exact same word for cattle, for oxen, for farming, for possessions. When God gave that word through Moses' father-in-law, that blessing to Moses, there wasn't money as we know it in this day. The money, the finances, the riches, the wealth was in the possessions, was in their farming, was in their produce, was in their cattle, their oxen. Well, the Lord is coming today for those who will receive and believe. You are going to achieve and know all for the glory of his name in this transferal of wealth that is happening in this day. God would say there is 1,000-fold return for those who will believe and take him at his legal authoritative word for your life. Let me read it to you again. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he's promised you. Wow, that Proverbs 25:25. If this isn't cold water being poured on weary, parched souls today, if this isn't good news coming from his kingdom to you, attainable for you today, then I don't know what is. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to appropriate? Are you ready to let go of all wrong, negative, stinking thinking and receive God's legal, authoritative word and right for your life today in Jesus' name? Father, we come to you. We thank you for this power-packed word, your truth today. Double for trouble. Sevenfold return for everything that's been stolen from us. 100-fold for all that is given to you, Lord, in this life and in the life to come. And Lord, we surrender all. We repent of all unbelief, Lord. We thank you for your word that has now come to us today, this revelation, this light that is going to shine bright in our lives. And Lord, now we go even beyond that. And we thank you that this, in the era of your glory, you have released to us your desire for your children, your church, your beautiful Israel to arise and know that 1,000-fold return. According to your word, so be it. We put our stake in the ground today for all that has been stolen. 7-fold is coming back in Jesus' name. You name those things, those areas where you have felt the enemy has stolen from you. You stake that claim in the ground. Double for trouble in Jesus' name. 100-fold, we surrender all our lives, our families, dreams, desires, business, careers, callings, everything for you, Lord. We will live in your 100-fold and we will live now in your 1,000-fold exponential growth everywhere we go by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Talk about complete victory in day 23 of 2023. As we apply this to our lives, get ready for transformational growth and change. You will never be the same again. Amen. God bless you today. See you tomorrow.